time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The WFIW weather calling for sunny skies today, a high near 88, mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-60s. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. The Illinois Department of Transportation has announced that Illinois Route 15 will be closed about 2 miles east of Fairfield this Monday through Friday. The location is east of the WFIW-WOKZ studios. Only local traffic will be permitted between County Road 2095 East and 2150 East as crews work to replace two box culverts. A detour will be posted routing traffic on U.S. Route 45, County Highway 2, and Illinois Route 130. Motorists are encouraged to follow the posted detour and should allow for extra travel time. Pay close attention to changed conditions and signs in work zones. Obey posted speed limits. Not use mobile devices and be alert for workers and equipment. Over the next 6 years, IDOT plans to improve over 3,500 miles of highway and 9 million feet of bridge deck as part of the Rebuild Illinois Capital Program, which is investing $33.2 billion into all modes of transportation. Resurfacing work on Route 15 in Fairfield was delayed in May, with bidding tentatively set for November and work expected to begin in 2022. More news after this break.
The First City Music Festival will be at the French Commons in Vincennes on October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Get your tickets today at FirstCityMusicFest.com. Yoga, kids activities, food vendors, and adult beverages are available to be purchased. Check out First City Music Fest on Facebook. Bring your guitar and have a good old time. This event is fun for the entire family. Camping and weekend passes are also available. Single day passes are only $40, and weekend passes are available for $75. Get yours today at FirstCityMusicFestival.com. You don't want to miss this unique 3-day music festival. Full details can be found at OriginalCompany.com.
The Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who entered a cabin belonging to Eric Fender, taking several items from it. Items taken include two generators, mattresses, cast iron cookware, propane bottles, gas cans, fishing poles, lawn furniture, and hand tools. Anyone with information can call or text Crime Stoppers at 618-842-9777. Fairfield Memorial Hospital has provided an update on its expansion project. A major change in the appearance of the exterior of the building was completed this past week with the final installation of the windows in the curtain wall and staircase on the south side of the expansion project. This coming week, the mechanical, plumbing, and electrical contractors will still be working on the in-wall and ceiling installation portions of their work. Temporary air units have started to control humidity. The drywall contractors are mudding and finishing on the first floor. The tile contractor is tiling bathroom floors and walls on the first and second floors. Metal panel installation should be completed this week. The number two elevator is almost finished, with trades finishing shaft work for the elevator. Grade work on the west elevation is continued, and the retaining wall should be close to completion on the south and east elevations. During the week of September 20th, the mechanical, plumbing, and electrical contractors will still be working on the in-wall and ceiling installation portion of their work. The drywall contractor will continue on the first floor. Window frames on the staircase and certain walls should be complete. Grade work on the west and south elevations will continue. Retaining wall on the south and east elevations should be completed. Fairfield Memorial Hospital is a private, not-for-profit corporation that does not receive monies from the county or the city, but solely exists on the revenues generated from the operations of the organization, as well as donations from its supporters. For more information on how to make a tax-deductible donation to the hospital, you can contact FMH CFO Foundation Director Amy Marsh at 847-8260. Area river stages, as of this morning, Little Wabash River east of Fairfield at 6.21 feet, flood stage 17 feet, At Clay City, the stage is 5.97 feet, flood stage 18 feet. At Carmi, the river's at 4.03 feet, flood stage 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City at 5.01 feet, flood stage 15 feet. And the Wabash at Mount Carmel at 3.5 feet, flood stage is 19 feet. In other news, Illinois State Police say a Fairview Heights, Illinois motorist was killed Saturday in an accident in Clay County. The accident occurred on South 1st Street at Industrial Park Road in Clay City. 40-year-old Misty Coughlin was eastbound on South 1st Street and, according to police, for unknown reasons, left the right side of the roadway, overcorrected, and hit a tree stump off the left side of the road. The impact caused the vehicle to go airborne and flip several times before landing on its top. Coughlin was pronounced dead at the scene. The accident occurred just after 1:30 yesterday morning. Police in Marion, Illinois are investigating an incident involving five suspects after they first received a report of shots fired Saturday in the 900 block of Sherman Drive. According to the latest information, police located the suspect's vehicle and attempted a vehicle stop around 1 p.m. Saturday, but the vehicle and the suspects fled with police giving chase. The chase went through Marion and Carterville before ending up at the Shawnee Trail Road when the vehicle went off the roadway. Suspects then fled into a wooded area. Several agencies converged in the area, and the suspects were eventually rounded up. They were not immediately identified. In response to the severe drought conditions in the West and Great Plains, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced its plans to help cover the cost of transporting feed for livestock that rely on grazing. The USDA is updating the Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish program to immediately cover feed transportation costs for drought-impacted ranchers. The USDA's Farm Service Agency will provide more details and tools to help Illinois ranchers get ready to apply at their local USDA service center later this month at fsa.usda.gov/ELAP. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack said the USDA is currently determining how our disaster assistance programs can best help alleviate the significant economic, physical, and emotional strain agriculture producers are experiencing due to drought conditions. The duration and intensity of current drought conditions are merciless, and the impacts of this summer's drought will be felt by producers for months to come. Today's announcement is to provide relief as ranchers make fall and winter herd management decisions, unquote. ELAP provides financial assistance to eligible producers of livestock, honeybees, and farm-raised fish for losses due to disease, certain adverse weather events, or loss conditions, as determined by the Secretary of Agriculture. ELAP already covers the cost of hauling water during drought, and this change will expand the program beginning in 2021 to cover feed transportation costs where grazing and hay resources have been depleted. Cost share assistance will also be made available to cover eligible costs of treating hay or feed to prevent the spread of invasive pests like fire ants. Under the revised policy for feed transportation cost assistance, eligible ranchers will be reimbursed 60% of feed transportation costs above what would have been incurred in a normal year. Producers qualifying as underserved or including socially disadvantaged, limited resource, beginning, or military veteran will be reimbursed for 90% of the feed transportation cost above what would have been incurred in a normal year. More information on the expansion to ELAP is available at fsa.usda.gov/ELAP or by contacting a local USDA service center. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is announcing a $50 million grant program to help revitalize downtown and Main Street areas. Kim Howard has more.
The idea is to kickstart projects in areas really struggling over the last year and a half, with grant awards ranging from $250,000 to $3 million, says Governor Pritzker.
This first-of-its-kind program recognizes and addresses the impact of the pandemic on city centers and commercial corridors, delivering quality-of-life enhancements that will invite people back to Main Street.
Projects can range from downtown plazas to structural repairs. The deadline to apply for these grants is January 10th. Visit the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunities website for more information. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Going on today, the Fairfield Coin Club will have their monthly meeting at Frontier Community College Classroom Building West. Doors open at 9 a.m. and the meeting and auction begins at 1:30 this afternoon. There will be a 50-50 raffle and membership prizes awarded. For more information, you can contact Roberta Marshall, President Treasurer, at 599-2393. Steph's Coffee Shop and Things in Mill Shoals wrapping up their fabulous fall-autumn vendor show today. With entertainment, food, and over 30 vendors, the Burma Shavers American Folk Music will perform from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be smoked pork chops, hot dogs, pork burgers, and chips, and drinks from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. There will be an experienced massage therapist on site giving mini massages and reflexology on your hands. For more information, you can call 599-6678. And this Tuesday, the Jasper PTO will be hosting a drive-through chili supper fundraiser from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Jasper School. Chili can be purchased by donation, and they will be raffling off prize baskets. The event will take place on the school parking lot. Raffle tickets will be $1 each, or $6 for $5. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Our connections make powerful things happen, uniting individuals and communities. We are Rotary. We are people of action. With over 1 million members, we know what people can do when they come together. Around the world, generations of leaders build new friendships and solve problems, turning great ideas into reality. Take action with us. Find out more at rotary.org/action.
Area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 71-year-old Macedonia resident Kitty Carr died at 2:54 p.m. Friday at her home. Surviving are her husband Gary, a daughter Lisa Hinckley of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, three sons, Randy Maxwell of Joliet, Ricky Maxwell of Diamond, Illinois, and David Carr of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, eight grandchildren and three great-grandchildren, and three brothers, Alfred Smith of Lockport, Illinois, Howard Smith of Springville, Tennessee, and Donald Smith of Hendersonville, Tennessee. Funeral services for Kitty Carr will be at noon Tuesday at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Those attending are asked to wear your mask. Burial will be in Pleasant Grove Cemetery at McLeansboro. Visitation from 10 a.m. to noon Tuesday at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of the arrangements. 87-year-old Fairfield resident Donald Eugene Young Sr. died Thursday. Donnie Young is survived by his wife Edna, son D.E., two grandchildren, one great-grandson, and brothers Edward and Buddy. Services for Donnie Young will be at 1 p.m. Monday at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation from 11 to service time. Burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. 59-year-old Norris City resident Tammy L. Lewis Pollard died Wednesday. Tammy Lewis Pollard is survived by her husband Jimmy, son Brandon, one granddaughter, mother Beverly, brothers Daryl, David, and Jaron, and numerous nieces, nephews, and cousins. Services with military honors for Tammy Lewis Pollard will be held at 2 p.m. Tuesday at Didney Ridge Baptist Church. The Campbell Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 73-year-old Iuka resident Charles Allen Vickery died Friday. Charlie Vickery is survived by his wife Pamela and one brother. Services for Charlie Vickery will be held at a later date. The Krause Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 76-year-old New Haven resident Janet R. Baumgart died Wednesday. Janet Baumgart is survived by her husband Robert, children Jane, Kathy, Jeff, Bob, and Cindy, brother David, 16 grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren. Services for Janet Baumgart will be held at 11 a.m. Monday at St. Polycarp Catholic Church in Carmi. Visitation from 3 to 6 today, and burial will be in Big Prairie Cemetery. The Campbell Funeral Homes in charge of the arrangements. 50-year-old Mount Vernon resident Ricky L. Keel died Sunday, September 5th. Ricky Keel is survived by his former wife Jody, mother Sandra, daughters Kristen, Caitlin, and Kylie, 2 grandchildren, siblings Terry, Pete, and Tara, and several nieces and nephews. Visitation for Ricky Keel will be held Monday from 5 to 7 at the Newell Funeral Home in Mount Vernon. The Huey Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Caudill reporting.
Hey, hi, this is Tom Griswold from the Bob and Tom Show, and I'll tell you what, we love taking requests from our trucker friends. And you should work for a company that appreciates you, the truck driver, like Best Way Express. Best Way Express is now hiring Class A CDL drivers for home weekly routes and over-the-road work in the South and Midwest. Plus, with Best Way Express, you're looking at a $5,000 sign-on bonus. For the past 40 years, Best Way Express has been a family-owned and operated company, putting you, the truck driver, first. Best Way Express. Call 833-BESTWAY. BestWayExpress.com.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, ACT Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
Taking a look at sports, in high school tennis, Cassidy Webb finished first in the consolation bracket in number one singles, and Elena Kuntz was second in number two singles at the Heron Invitational. Junior high softball at the Bill Bruce Invitational at Fairfield, Center Street over Sisney 10-5, New Hope over Jasper Jeff 14-1. In the third place game, Sisney over Jasper Jeff 6-3. Championship, New Hope over Center Street 5-1. College softball, FCC defeated Brescia University in a doubleheader, winning the first game 2-1 and the second game 7-1. Major League Baseball yesterday. The Cardinals beat Cincinnati 6-4. San Francisco over the Cubs 15-4. Boston over the White Sox 9-8, Philadelphia over Colorado 6-1, Tampa Bay over Detroit 7-2, Pittsburgh beat Washington 10-7, the LA Angels over Houston 4-2, Minnesota over Kansas City 9-2, Miami beat Atlanta 6-4, the Yankees over the Mets 8-7, Toronto beat Baltimore in a doubleheader, winning the first game 11-10 and the second game 11-2. Texas over Oakland 8-6. Milwaukee shut out Cleveland 3-0. Arizona over Seattle 7-3. And the Dodgers beat San Diego 5-4. College football yesterday, Virginia over Illinois 42-14. Indiana beat Idaho 35-0. Wisconsin over Eastern Michigan 34-7. Northwestern over Indiana State 24-6. Purdue beat UConn 49-0. Number one, Alabama beat Mercer 48-14. NASCAR racing, the Xfinity Series at Richmond. Noah Gregson the winner. Justin Haley second and John Hunter Nemechek third. Cup Series raced Saturday at Richmond. Martin Truex Jr. the winner. Denny Hamlin second and Christopher Bell third. That's your sports update.
Cardinals win like they're supposed to win, John.
They came back, Mike. They were down 4-0 after Miles Michaelis gave up a pair of two-run homers in the third. Jonathan India and Nick Castellanos, with two outs, gave the Reds a 4-0 lead. But the Cardinals had an answer, a Paul DeJong home run off Luis Castillo. Harrison Bader doubled and scored on a base hit by Tommy Edmond. Then a couple of runs in the sixth inning after two outs. Arenado a triple. He scored one in that fashion, and then he came across on a hit by Carlson. And then Arenado's two-run homer in the eighth inning put the Cardinals over the top, 6-4.
And Gallegos had a 1-2-3 ninth. That's big time.
And for Giovanni Gallegos, it's his seventh save of the year, making a winner of Alex Reyes for the second time this week. Reyes is 7-8, and the Cardinals beat Lucas Sims.
The Redbirds will be on the air this afternoon now at 12:20 with the pregame show. Sonny Gray goes against J.A. Hopp.
I really like the look of this year's Cardinals team, but there's another lineup that has never let me down. It's the lineup of stories that Cardinals Magazine delivers every single issue. If you want to get the most out of following the Cardinals, Cardinals Magazine brings it with the perfect mix of inside information and personal player stories. Start a subscription at cardinals.com/magazine or call 314-345-9000. Cardinals Magazine, it's all here.
Airy weather, sunny today, a high of 88, mostly clear tonight, a low of 65, sunny Monday, a high of 89, mostly sunny Tuesday, slight chance of showers and storms, a high of 86, 60% chance of showers and storms Wednesday with a high of 80, mostly sunny Thursday and Friday, chances of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 83. Present Fairfield temperature, 65.